Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The U.S. Grains Council and the Texas Department of Agriculture recently visited Spain last week to look into the export opportunities for U.S. sorghum and distillers' dry grains with solubles in 2022. The group met with the Spanish grain importers and compound feed producers during the trip. According to Paige Stevenson, the USGC manager of global trade, says that Spain produces about 36 million metric tons of compound feed annually, adding that they're also the largest pork producer in the European Union. U.S. oil refiners are upping the ante in the battle over biofuels in an attempt to win support from the Biden administration. Reuters says they're making moves in the biofuel credit market that may end up forcing them to close plants and fire workers if the president doesn't bail them out from the renewable fuel standard requirements. The RFS requires refiners to blend biofuel into their fuel supply or buy RIN credits from those that are doing the blending. A Reuters study says some of the refiners that had been buying a lot of credits are now building short positions in the credit market. They're betting that President Biden will side with the refiners and roll back the RFS. The conversation surrounding the recently passed infrastructure bill continues all over the country. The size of the bill and the cost of the bill has filled those conversations. Congresswoman Angie Craig from Minnesota, who serves in the House Ag Committee, says she's happy to see the passage of the bill.
We got the bill across the finish line last weekend. The president is going to sign that bill into law this coming week, and I couldn't have been more proud to support what turned out to be a hugely bipartisan bill. Nearly 70 senators over in the Senate voted for it, and we had a good crew of Republican House folks vote for it as well.
Craig says the U.S. lacks in comparison to other countries when it comes to infrastructure, and this investment is a long time coming.
You know, we currently rank 13 in the world when it comes to our infrastructure, and I don't know about you, but I don't want to be 13th in the world in anything as the United States of America.
Concerns have surfaced in how the U.S. plans to pay for the bill of this magnitude. Craig says the bill is unique and will actually reduce the U.S. deficit.
A $65 billion, with a B, investment in broadband, high-speed internet. $100 million is coming to the state of Minnesota to finally build out high-speed internet across our state. And, you know, that has been such a gap for rural communities and for family farmers and for parents who have to sit in the McDonald's parking lot during remote learning. And I just couldn't be more pleased that we're going to bring that kind of investment home.
This is Inside Agriculture.